Ladies Do Comics is an international organization that promotes female comic artists and their work. I spoke with the co-founders of the Czech branch shortly after the publication of their new book, Comics Odjeki, or Comic Witches. This anthology of essays and interviews about the genre, its history, and specific Czech development features a wild, eclectic mix of comics and illustrations by local female comics authors, many of whom poke fun at stereotypes. Tereza Drahoňovská was studying journalism and writing reviews of comics and graphic novels when she first met illustrator and comics artist Štěpánka Jislová some 6 years ago. She was writing an article about young Czech comic authors, and Štěpánka had just won first prize in a contest for her short story, The Tree. During that interview, Ladies Do Comics came up, and within a year, Tereza and Štěpánka had founded the Czech branch and begun holding annual symposiums for female comic authors. I began by asking them how they personally got into the comics genre.
Well, for me at the beginning, it was mostly about reading comics. When I was around 16, 17, I got into it somehow, but mostly into like humorous comics and so on. However, I started to write reviews for the books, even though probably I started to go deeper when I moved to Prague and I actually met people around Czech comics, like young generation of artists and so on. I studied journalism and through that I somehow had a chance to meet those people on events like Comics Fest, which was a regular comics event in Czech Republic till recently. And it was like a new universe for me. I was so amazed how creative those people are, how their books full of drawings are just unbelievable for me.
Štěpánka, what about you? How did you get your start in this area?
I was reading a lot of those typical adventure ABC Czech comics when I was a kid, but that wasn't really the gateway for me. I think that I started creating comics because I was really into storytelling. I really wanted to find more ways how to tell a story, and visual storytelling for me is like the complete way how you can actually like give it all, because as an author you are in control of the script but also of the visuals. And I spent years writing books and short stories. Then I moved to drawing, but then again I thought like drawing and illustration is nice, but there is not enough storytelling. So for me, comics kind of encapsulates both of these things I really like doing.
Teresa, maybe you can tell us how the two of you met, and then we can all talk about Ladies Do Comics.
Well, 5 years ago, I was writing an article about young Czech comics authors. And through that, I got to Štěpánka, because Štěpánka is the winner of the competition CZ Comics. And we were doing an interview, and through that, we somehow touched the topic of Ladies Do Comics, because when I've met with Paul Grevet, who is a strong personality in a British comics, and he somehow presented me to Ladies Do Comics and asked me if it would be interesting for me to start a branch in Czech Republic. And when I've met with Štěpánka, it was like a clear thing for me that it's something that she could be really into together with me.
Štěpánka, how did it start? Where do you begin with a chapter of Ladies Do Comics?
We began with a simple blog, and we really thought that that was what we were going to do. We thought that maybe writing reviews, maybe doing profiles on the less famous female Czech comics artists is something that needs to have more space. But it all grew like so much quicker than we anticipated. Soon we were thinking about making a symposium, because that would actually be a place when all those comics artists could meet and create together. And from that, it was a really short step to making an exhibition from the comics that were created during the symposium. And once that was finished, we were like, oh, this was fun, a bit tiring, but fun, so maybe we can do it next year and next year. And so we had our fourth symposium in June. So there was kind of a shift from let's do a blog, let's be more text-oriented, to let's do events so people can actually meet in person.
And this year is also different because it's the first year that you've produced a physical print copy of some of those comics, and it's called Comic Witches, which is a great title. Teresa, tell me about the book.
Well, when I go back, when we were thinking about the projects we had on our symposiums, we were somehow sorry that we had only those exhibitions after symposiums, that only a certain amount of people were able to see the work of girls. And we had an idea to somehow collect it into the book where anybody could see all those comics pieces. However, and maybe it was also connected to the fact that, for example, we got a comics award Muriel in Czech Republic for helping Czech comics. We were thinking about creating something bigger, putting more context apart only from those comic stories, to create some interviews to show the world of Czech female authors, not only now, but even in a history.
And what is the world of Czech female authors? How does it differ from the male world?
I think it's quite big, and it's getting bigger every year. We get asked this question quite often, like, are there any tangible differences between how male and female comics artists work? We think that they are mostly interested in different themes, but of course you can find the same level of quality and same maybe level of interest. We noticed that female comics artists are more interested in introspective stories. They tend to do a lot of autobiographies, and they are in general more intimate in their storytelling, whereas the men tend to do like these big stories, good versus evil. And we're not saying that you can't find these things in the stories of the other gender, but maybe if we were to say that there is some kind of a line between, then it's probably here.
Stepanka, you won the prize that you won for your comic.
Tezet Comics.
Tezet Comics. When was that, and can you tell me something about the theme, the book itself?
That was actually back in 2013. Czech Comics Award. It's specialized at giving space to comics artists who are still studying at university, and it's mostly focused on short stories. My story was called The Tree, and it was like this really short story about a boy who meets ghost and sort of tries to keep this friendship going, even though it can't. There was this whole aura of the atmosphere of the summer that has to end. I really liked that theme back then. I ended up winning the first place, which was a really big deal for me back then, especially because the main prize was a full pay trip to Angoulême, which is the biggest European comics festival. And on one hand, this was a huge boost to my professional self-esteem, and on the other hand, I got to see what the actual worldwide scene looks like. There was like tons of inspiration, books and experience.
Is it quite difficult for comics of any gender to get actually published in print form? Because from what I've read, an awful lot of it is online.
I think that if we are talking about like recent times, for many Czech authors, it's like a huge step that they would love to have a book, but they actually are not sure how to get to that point, and maybe they are a bit scared of the idea of having a print book. So in Czech comics, and mostly for young authors, it's usually about like shorter stories, because there is quite a lot of magazines or areas where they publish it, like Arc magazine, for example, or Vieir. And maybe they are mostly trying to use the space, which is not only Czech, but international, because online publishing is way more open for that.
It needs to be said that this is not only the question of, let's say, the author's self-esteem or his or her portfolio. I had an interesting conversation with people who work in publishing houses, and the reality of the Czech publishing industry is that it's actually much, much cheaper to take a foreign book, translate it, and publish comics by a foreign author than to invest into making a completely original book from a Czech comics artist. They need to think about the money too.
Unfortunate. What's next for Ladies Do Comics, Czech Republic? You've got the book. Is there another one already in the works?
As Štěpánka mentioned, we just got the last symposium in June. And after each symposium, we have an exhibition, usually here in Prague, but also in other cities around the Czech Republic. So that's what we are currently working on, preparing everything with a new group of female comic artists, because every year we have a different people there. And we are also focusing on workshops or presentations. We recently just had a presentation about gender in Czech comics, which was even more interesting than we anticipated at the beginning. So that's another area of our focus. And of course, we will see if there will be a next book, but somehow the concept of comic sodejky is or may be promising.
You said that this last symposium about gender was especially interesting. What made the symposium so interesting? What did you learn?
For us, I think the goals of the symposiums were to connect female artists, and usually that's also something that they appreciate the most, that they had week where there was no intruders, not only people, but anything, work, studies, and so on. And we all have the space to create a story on one topic. We can cooperate, we can inspire ourselves together, and also we, of course, are creating friendships there too. So usually that's the strongest area. And maybe one thing, we were probably even a bit surprised how strong the feeling is the community of women together, how it can be safe for us, how it can be inspiring, and creating the stories itself, like sharing our experience.
We have a different theme each year, so the comics are very different for each exhibition. And we always try to make space for discussions between the artists on the topics of comics, gender, feminism. And for us, it's always very interesting to see all those different takes on these topics, which we somehow find very certain, or for us, they're not like that surprising, but when we see, like, for example, the younger generation, how they look on feminism, how they maybe feel like they don't need it, or they are not even comfortable with calling it feminism. And on the other hand, there is, for example, the older generation who can't really get a good grip on what it means for them. So that part is actually really interesting for me.
I'm curious about the symposium. How many people participate in it? And is there a review process of their work, and they apply, and do you have funding from somewhere for this, or how does it all work?
So usually there is around 8 people on each symposium, including me and Štěpánka. Each day we try to discuss the stories that each of us has, and we somehow go together through the process of creation. As Štěpánka mentioned, usually we try to have the discussion also about the topic, about the different views, because it's something we try to empower and create space for different opinions and views. We don't have any special funding. We try to ask for some money from Czech Republic and so on, but at the end we found out that it's easier for us to actually work and make money ourselves and invest into it. So that's the way we chose at the end.
And the review process is very simple. During the year, we try to see as many interesting exhibitions as possible, go see festivals, maybe talk to artists we meet there. And when the time is right, which is usually about January, February, we sit down, go through that list, and we try to make the best possible combination of all ages and styles so that the people can teach each other something, but they still could work well on the people level, let's say. Fortunately, lately we are getting a lot of emails, girls writing us, hey, can I be part of the next symposium? So we somehow get, like, the supply is never ending. If there would be one thing that I would personally want to maybe tell to people who are starting with comics, especially who want to tell their own stories, is really stick to your own stories, because there are a lot of tendencies to do adaptations or to just follow the same story structure as we had for many years, which means that the same types of characters will always end up as the main character, and maybe we've already told a lot of stories that are kind of the same. So find time, I know it's not easy, but find time to really tell your own personal story, whatever that is.